Not such a pleasant thought as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. Talks and aimed at avoiding the fiscal cliff are not off to a good start.
Joining us to talk about it, Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico. Hiya, Rachel.
Hi, happy almost Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you.
Why the pessimism after the opening round of negotiations?
We saw a very public display of cooperation, conciliatory rhetoric last week after the first round of talks at the White House. Behind the scenes, there's more pessimism among staffers. The Republicans made an opening offer this week and really didn't move away from any of their positions. They want to see freezing of the Bush-era tax rate, so all of that stays in place. They want to change the so-called inflation calculator for entitlement programs. They want to overhaul the tax code and keep the estate tax at 2012 levels. Now, it's important to say this is just the opening offer. Each side is going to start with their firmly held beliefs and put out their best possible offer for themselves, and things have to move from there. But what was disappointing to Democratic staffers is the absence of any real concessions on the Republican side. They're very much each starting in their corner here, and I think some of the staffers were hoping to see at least a little bit of movement early on. This is going to be a tough process.
Well, after the break for turkey and stuffing, are we going to see more talks soon, or have they decided that yet?
We are going to see lots of talks, and in fact, publicly today we saw President Obama at the White House pardoning the turkey, and we had Cobbler and Gobbler there, rhyming named turkeys. But behind the scenes all week, staff has continued to meet, and the principals will be getting together again after the break. They don't have a lot of weeks left. I mean, the so-called fiscal cliff when the tax rates are going to change, those will lapse, and the defense cuts will start. That all happens at the beginning of next year. So we just don't have a lot of time left to get a big deal through. Now, we could see a breakthrough deal. We could see the nation go over the cliff, and then there are some intermediary steps they could do, maybe a smaller deal, push off the big controversies until next year, do some kind of Band-Aid approach, or move the time frame. That's a favorite gambit of Congress. So there are lots of ways this could end up, but what's clear is they have a lot of tough work ahead of them in the next few weeks.
All right, Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico. Happy Thanksgiving, Rachel.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Thanks. For more news, check out Politico.com.